parked cars, wheelie bins, dog poo and overgrown branches. Just some of the things that can be dangerous obstacles for blind or vision impaired people. A new survey from Vision Ireland has found that almost all respondents regularly encounter hazards on footpaths, and over 70% say that accidents involving these hazards has led to a knock in their confidence in trying to get about in public. Kevin Kelly is Head of Policy and External Affairs at Vision Ireland and is with us now. Kevin Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin, and to your listeners.
Tell us more about how this survey was carried out and what you found.
Yes, Vision Ireland runs an annual Clearer Paths campaign to highlight the many challenges that are posed by for people who are blind and vision impaired by temporary obstacles. These are things from parked cars, wheelie bins, overgrowing branches protruding onto footpaths, e-scooters, bicycle lifts on paths. So very common things that people take for granted. And we run this campaign every year to encourage the public to take action to make things easier for people who are blind and vision impaired. There are 296,000 people who are living with a significant vision impairment in Ireland, and we want the public to take very simple actions that don't cost anything other than a thought to stop parking on footpaths when they're running into the shop and going, oh, it'll be okay, it'll only take 5 minutes. But in that 5 minutes, somebody who's blind or vision impaired may come along, and because that car is blocking the path, that means that the blind or vision impaired person often has to step out into oncoming traffic, which is placing them at an unnecessary risk. These obstacles also cause significant injuries. 281 people participated in our survey this year, and 44 of those reported having to go to a GP or attend a hospital department as a result of an injury.
What's your own experience, Kevin?
Like everyone else who's blind and vision impaired, sometimes it feels as if you are running an obstacle race. When you encounter these obstacles, you dread days, bin days, where you know homeowners, you know, may put out their bins. It blocks the path when the guys are collecting the bins. The bins aren't put back in against the wall, which means I have to step out onto the road with my long cane or guide dog. I'm quite a tall guy myself, over 6 foot. Which means that I'm particularly vulnerable to overhanging branches, or dare I say it, electoral posters. 2024 was a busy year in terms of elections, and often posters aren't mounted at the correct level, which means that I encounter them at shoulder or face height when space becomes a premium on poles. That results in cuts and scrapes to my face.
Are accidents or a fear of accidents keeping people indoors?
Absolutely. The survey shows that 71% of those who responded to the survey say that their confidence has been dented or impacted by collisions with these temporary obstacles, which means somebody who is blind or vision impaired is less likely to want to go out and about and engage in society because of the action of others. So we are calling on the public to cut back their hedgerows, not park their cars illegally, pick up after their dogs, and park their e-scooters and bicycles in a safe manner for the betterment of everyone.
Kevin, thanks for speaking. That's Kevin Kelly. He's Head of Policy and External Affairs at Vision Ireland. It's 12 minutes to 8.